Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Taking a look at radar, we're starting to see some of this now around the Triangle area. And we'll show you where the rain may be heaviest for your morning commute.
Duke Energy crews are working hard this morning. I'll tell you when power is expected to be restored here in Clayton.
And an update on that deadly shooting in the parking lot of a Food Lion in Raleigh. Why police say no charges will be filed in that case.
We'll also have a look at what's next for former President Donald Trump after his historic arrest yesterday in Washington, D.C.
Most convenience stores across the Triangle have Mega Million signs that look like this, saying $999 million. But everyone who's playing the lotto tonight has their eyes on the $1.25 billion jackpot. Just ahead, I'll tell you what your chances are of becoming the big winner.
It is 8 o'clock. Great to have you with us on this Friday morning. I feel like we're already winning because we've had cooler temperatures for much of the week. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, if you want some rain in your area, I like the chances of that. Certainly.
Pretty good chance.
Been happening this morning. We saw some of the commute is getting a little bit ugly out there. Inconvenient for some folks. Elizabeth Gardner in the Domero Severe Weather Center with another look at radar right now.
We've been watching this rain all morning. Most of it started down to the south or east, and now it's starting to spread up here into the Triangle area. If you're going to be driving between Raleigh and Durham, especially along I-85, I-40, you're going to run into some rain potentially at some point. Now, notice it doesn't look like a lot here, but as we take a look at some of the pictures, I'm going to show you the Apex camera here where you can see some scattered light showers. Brian has some traffic cameras there in Durham where you can see that band of rain, and it's definitely coming down. No thunder and lightning with this. It's not severe weather by any means, but we're definitely seeing some of this here in Cumberland County from Fayetteville eastward, stretching up towards Wade. That's going to be pushing on up into parts of Johnston County and Harnett County too. Here's a look at Futurecast, and you can see the showers continuing on and off through around lunchtime or so. A little bit of a break. It doesn't necessarily completely end. We may see a few more isolated showers on through the afternoon and evening. But once we get past 5 or 6 o'clock, the bulk of it is likely to be along and east of I-95. So if you did have outdoor plans this evening, you're planning to have dinner outside, it is a Friday, you should be fine, I think, past 6 o'clock in the Triangle. You can see it is wet here in Apex right now. 73 is our temperature. Our dew point's at 70. It will stay cool. The clouds will be with us all day, as well as some showers on and off. So highs are only in the upper 70s. The rain moves out by tomorrow. That means temperatures will heat up over the weekend. I'll show you where we're headed coming up. Brian?
It is just about 8:03, and we're watching traffic cameras in the Triangle as those showers move through. This is I-40 out at 55. Looking pretty good through this area. Seeing only about a 2-minute slowdown on the eastbound side of I-40 as you head from 15501 in Chapel Hill toward the 885 interchange in Apex. Want to zoom in here on the Triangle and show you where our current road conditions model have the wettest roads right now. And it looks like through the western side of Wake County up into eastern Durham. 885 looking pretty wet there between I-40 and I-85. Also 540 on the north side of Raleigh, especially the northwest side of Raleigh, heading out to the airport, also looking pretty wet. So we'll watch sensors in that area. One thing working in our favor this morning, fairly light traffic volume. Fridays during the summer tend to be a little quieter on the roads, and certainly we're not seeing heavy congestion this morning in our usual slow spots. We're looking good on I-40 all the way through Wake County and into Durham County. We do have a crash reported up on Capitol Boulevard at Spring Forest Road on the north side of Raleigh. And just check with Raleigh 911, and they still have an active scene out at Durant at Falls of Neuse Road, although I'm not seeing any delays on the sensors. Just look out for the potential for some police activity as they clear an earlier crash.
Brian, thanks. Dozens of people are without power in Johnson County after a tree fell. This happened near Rocky Branch Road in Clayton. WRAL's Destiny Patterson is there now, where Duke Energy crews are there repairing power. Destiny, are they making good progress there?
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. They are seeming to make a lot of progress here. There are more trucks here that are on the scene. They have been able to pick up some of the wires that were on the ground, but there also have been several cars that have passed through this area since we've been out here. And there is a traffic company that has just gotten on scene here. It looks like they're about to get ready to help control some of that traffic as people come through here, because there is still debris on the ground. There is a tree down there that is cut in half that is out of the roadway now, but we believe that that tree may have been what caused the power outage in this area. It started right around 3:15 this morning, and 78 people are still without power at last report. I just checked before my live shot here, and they are expecting to get this restored just before 9 o'clock today. Destiny Patterson, WRL News, Clayton.
Former President Donald Trump is back on the campaign trail today, hours after pleading not guilty to federal charges in a D.C. courtroom. Trump will be the keynote speaker today at an event hosted by the Alabama Republican Party. Later this month, we should find out when Trump will go to trial on charges accusing him of trying to overturn the 2020 election. During the arraignment, the judge made it clear Trump cannot discuss the case with any witnesses without his lawyers there. Violating that could mean a warrant out for his arrest. Before taking off from D.C. to New Jersey to go home, Trump said this one and his other two indictments are politically motivated. Trump's next court appearance in this case is August 28th.
New this morning, the Georgia district attorney leading a possible fourth indictment of Trump says she's receiving threats. A grand jury in Atlanta is looking into whether the former president and his allies tried to overturn the 2020 election. DA Fonnie Willis says she's received threatening phone calls and texts, as well as other forms of communication.
They don't always state what the reason is that they're calling, but I've probably been called the N-word more times in the last 2.5 years than most 100 people combined.
Willis and her team say they will announce their decision on the Trump probe before September 1st.
A shooting that left a man dead in a Food Lion parking lot in Raleigh has been ruled self-defense. That's according to the Wake County District Attorney. We're told that shooting happened after some road rage incidents. Authorities say the driver will not face charges after shooting and killing 49-year-old Stephen McLam. Defense Attorney Lee Turner tells WRAL the state's Castle Doctrine took effect in this case.
Basically saying that your home, your automobile, your workplace are all considered to be an individual's castle, and you have a right to defend yourself inside of those locations.
Other legal experts explain the law presumes the woman was afraid for her life, stating that the man was trying to enter her car. The shooting investigation on Lead Mine Road lasted for several hours, beginning Tuesday night and wrapping up early Wednesday morning. As of right now, investigators say no charges will be filed unless new evidence becomes available.
In under 30 minutes, we will get new data about the nation's jobs growth that will help answer the question about whether we will slide into a recession. Economic experts predict the July jobs report to show about 200,000 new jobs last month. That would be the smallest monthly number since December 2020. But unemployment is expected to hold steady. NC State economist Mike Walden says this is all good news, and it shows the Federal Reserve's work to slow the economy and cool inflation is working.
We may be moving to what economists call a soft landing, meaning that we get the inflation rate down to where they want it, which is 2% year over year, without causing a recession, and specifically for jobs, without causing the job market to contract.
That jobs report is due out at 8:30 this morning.
A lot of eyes will be on a big prize today. The Mega Millions jackpot is at $1.25 billion. And WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning. Coming off the heels of the huge Powerball jackpot win, maybe some momentum into this. Never gets old, though, talking about winning big bucks, Kelsey.
No, it never gets old. And before that July Powerball winner was announced, we know that more than $52 million worth of Powerball tickets were sold right here in North Carolina. And that was just for that one jackpot. Now, most convenience stores that you'll see across the triangle will have Mega Million signs that look like this with that $999 million markup, because the signs don't go up that high. But everyone who's playing tonight has their eyes on the $1.25 billion prize. This is the sixth largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. The lump sum for whoever wins is just over $625 million. Even though the odds of winning the big bucks are low, Kenrick Roundtree says it's still worth giving it a shot.
The odds are not that good, but if you're not in it, you can't win it. So just to try and have a chance at winning that type of money is all I need.
We caught up with the UNC statistics professor before the $1 billion Powerball, and he says that the chances of you winning that would be about 1 in 292 million. And that's the same chances that you would have for catching three foul balls from the stands if you went to a Durham Bulls game. And then the odds for the Mega Millions, it's even lower. It's at 1 in 302 million of a chance. So pretty difficult to pull off, but maybe you can do it, and you can catch that drawing right here tonight on WRAL at 11 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh. We're following breaking news this morning. Wells Fargo customers, be sure to check your accounts. A technical glitch is causing some direct deposit payments to vanish. The bank says it is working to fix the glitch. Late last night, customers contacted Wells Fargo on social media to report their frustration. The customers claimed they could not access their money. Wells Fargo released a statement saying it hopes to resolve the issue as soon as possible.
Family and friends of a Moore County woman who vanished nearly 3 weeks ago are pushing for answers. They plan to return to Charlotte tomorrow and keep pressing authorities for more information about what happened to Alicia Watts. Watts was last seen July 16th. She was going to Charlotte with her boyfriend, James Dunmore. Dunmore was found unresponsive in her SUV in Anson County 2 days later. There was no sign of Watts. We now know Dunmore attempted suicide, and police consider him a person of interest in the Watts disappearance case. Watts' family and friends want police to share more details about their investigation and the search.
Happening today, tech company Bandwidth is cutting the ribbon on its brand new headquarters campus in Raleigh. The 40-acre campus is located off Edwards Mill Road, just north of I-40. Bandwidth is a communication software company with 750 employees in the Triangle who will be there today to celebrate. This new headquarters comes with a Montessori-inspired child development center for the children of employees. It will also have a fitness center as well as an outdoor amphitheater. The trial for the man charged with killing four University of Idaho students is coming up. What we're learning about where he says he was when the murders happened.
Plus, it was a book first, then a movie. Now it's a musical hitting Broadway. When you can expect to see The Notebook in New York City.
And parts of our area are wet this morning. We continue to see rain in Fayetteville. It's been happening here for several hours. I'll show you where else you may run into some rain as you're headed out.
.15 the time right now as you get a live look here at gloomy, cloudy Lake Gaston. And you're watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Just the exact sights you'll see, minus the water, around a lot of parts of our viewing area right now. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We're giving this radar a run for it today.
Yeah, we take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar, and we have a couple of areas that we've been watching. One of these really moving out of the viewing area. Still just a little bit of light rain there around Northampton County. But the big area that has most of the rain now is from Fayetteville over toward Clinton. None of this is terribly heavy. It's nice and steady. There's no thunder and lightning. None of this is severe. But we've watched this band of rain gradually sliding eastward. So if you're going to be traveling up the I-95 corridor, say down toward Hope Mill, or even I-40. That's going to be moving past Clinton and down I-40. If you're headed down toward Clinton or toward Wilmington, you're going to run into it there. Also, the western part of Wake County, eastern Durham County, southern the southern part of Creedmoor area is also seeing some rain there, Granville County. We take a look at Apex, and it's wet here. We've had some showers. It wasn't terribly heavy, but the streets are wet there. And you can see the big picture, big area of scattered thunderstorms. We've had severe thunderstorms that pop up along this line where we have a lot of lightning and a lot of heavy rain. That is actually all headed for the most part to the south and west. We're going to see dry conditions building in for the weekend. And then eventually this front, you can see it right here, will start to build north back into our area as we get into the early part of next week. It's going to bring more heat and humidity and bump up our heat index. It's also going to bring a better chance for some showers on Monday. Here's a look at our current situation. We do have some scattered rain down to the south. That's likely to be with us until around lunchtime. Then we get a little bit of a break. Into the late afternoon, we have more cells that start to pop up, especially south and east of Raleigh. And then by, say, 8 or 9 o'clock, we're finished with that. So if you do have some plans to be outside later on today, during the evening, it's likely to be drying out, but it'll still be cloudy. For tomorrow, we're back to more sunshine and almost no chance for rain. The better chance chance of rain will be closer to the coast, so keep that in mind if you're planning a beach trip for Saturday. 60% chance today, and then we're looking at zero Saturday and Sunday, back to 30% chance on Monday when that front starts to lift back north across our area. Just wet in Fayetteville. We've been seeing some rain there for the last several hours. We saw some showers in Goldsboro, but that is over. A little bit of light patchy rain in Apex. Chapel Hill has been dry and is not in the line of that band of rain that's moving through the area right now. Saturday and Sunday, drier, hotter, lots of sunshine, 89 Saturday, 92 on Sunday. It'll feel like upper 90s with a heat index. At the beaches, a 50% chance of rain with temperatures in the mid 80s, but Sunday, it's likely to be down to a 20 to 30% chance with highs in the 80s and a moderate rip current risk. Keep that in mind if you're planning to head out to swim. Asheville's going to be pretty hot over the weekend, upper 80s, but the Boone area in the low 80s, just a small chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms each day, which is pretty typical summer weather in the mountains. The hottest day of the week for us will be 94. That's when we could see our triple digit heat indices. I'll show you how hot it will feel coming up. It stays that way into next week. Brian?
818, watching those showers moving through the triangle right now. We're seeing some wet roads through western Wake County. I want to take you out on the roads for a live look at conditions on US 1 heading through Cary. And the windshield wipers are going out there. We've got the wet roads, so you do need to give yourself a little extra time. Don't get in a hurry out there and speed on those wet roads. And a reminder, since we are going to be dealing with showers during daylight hours, whenever your windshield wipers are on, your headlights also need to be on. That is state law in North Carolina. We will take you now to that live sensor map, show you where the backups are. And under some of those showers heading out by the airport toward Durham on 40 westbound, seeing a little bit of a backup right there around 540. Eastbound traffic's looking pretty good as you head out of South Durham back toward the airport. Getting reports of a crash over in Cary, working to pinpoint exactly where that is. We also have a crash reported up on Capitol Boulevard at Spring Forest Road, and we may also still see some police activity out at the intersection of Falls of Neuse Road at Durant Road from an earlier crash. But overall, our major routes are looking pretty good with light traffic volume on I-40 as you head through Garner on into South Raleigh.
Thanks, Brian. The defense team for the man charged with stabbing four University of Idaho students to death is giving us an idea of his alibi. A defense court filing says Brian Koberger was out on a long car drive alone during the early morning hours of November 12th and 13th when the murders happened. His attorneys say he has a habit of taking long drives. The trial is set to begin in October. Koberger has pleaded not guilty. The CDC recommends all babies under 8 months old should get the new RSV vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration approved the shot for newborns last month. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted unanimously yesterday to recommend the dose of protection against the highly contagious virus. They also advised that babies between 8 to 19 months get a second dose. The RSV vaccine will now be added to the CDC's childhood immunization schedule once the agency's director signs off.
More Americans are traveling overseas this summer, and they don't seem to mind the dent it's putting in their pockets. American, Delta, and United Airlines all say they are seeing a surge in international travel. The average cost for a flight to Europe is $1,200 right now, the highest it's been in 6 years. That is according to a travel booking app. Destinations across the Pacific, including China, are also opening their doors to more U.S. travelers. Sad news out of Arizona. 14 more people have died due to the extreme heat in the Phoenix area. Health officials say as of August 1st, 39 people in Maricopa County have died from excessive heat. Phoenix had temperatures above 110 degrees for 31 straight days, a month of that. The National Weather Service is issuing another excessive heat warning today through Sunday.
Cardi B is ending the week with some good news after a rocky weekend. We've learned battery charges against her have now been dropped. That's according to Las Vegas police. Last Saturday, the rapper threw her microphone into the crowd after a woman threw a drink on her. A concert goer reported being hit by an object from the stage and filed a complaint. Police closed the case yesterday for insufficient evidence rising to the level of a crime.
Entrance fees at all National Park Service sites will be waived today. It's a celebration of the third anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act. Here in North Carolina, it's just the Wright Brothers National Monument. That's the only national park with an entrance fee. So the fee waiver only applies to the cost of entry. It doesn't apply to any other fees like camping. Visitors who do plan to be in the park after Friday do have to pay the regular entrance fee for the rest of their stay. Get the tissues ready. The Notebook is coming to Broadway this spring. It's a star-studded crew bringing Ally and Noah's love story to the stage. The widely popular Nicholas Sparks book-turned-movie already made its stage debut at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater, earning high praise from the Chicago Sun-Times reviewer. Previews are slated to begin in February, and the opening is expected in March in New York. The cast list has not yet been announced, but a little fun fact, a lot of you might have known this. Nicholas Sparks, a North Carolina native who still lives in New Bern.
And he has turned out so many books, but The Notebook is probably the one that so many people have read and also saw the movie with Ryan Gosling, right? And
amazing. I mean, I can tell you my wife saw it. 100%.
Jeff, I think you would like it. Break your heart.
I might be enticed to take a look.
The temperatures are hot, and that's leading to more snake bites in our area. Coming up, a doctor tells us about the uptick in patients he's been seeing.
Plus, check your bank account. Wells Fargo customers are seeing money disappear from their accounts. What they say is happening to their money. That's coming up next.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 8:26. I'm Renee Chu. Cloudy and cool to start your Friday morning. We do have some spotty showers moving through. Let's check in with Elizabeth. And Elizabeth, we'll see these on and off showers throughout the day.
We take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. We've had some rain down to the south. It's moving out of Cumberland County on up into Johnston County and parts of Sampson County. We also have some light rain here from Durham County through the western part of Wake County. You may run into that as you're driving. We take a look at Sanford. Sanford's wet too. We've had some showers here this morning and streets are on the damp side. Walking the dog this morning, a lot of places are dry, but there are a few isolated showers, and we'll see those on and off today. The nice thing about today is the clouds will keep us cool. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s for highs this afternoon, and we'll see the rain tapering off this evening. Brian?
It's pretty wet right now, so we take a look at traffic cameras between Raleigh and Durham with those showers moving through. That's I-40 out at Davis Drive looking back toward 885. See the lights reflecting off that wet pavement there. And as we take a look at our current road conditions model, we have wet roads from Sanford all the way through Apex, Cary, Holly Springs, around the airport, East Durham, into the northern parts of Wake County as well. Just need to slow down and take it easy. We are tracking a little bit of a backup there on the westbound side of I-40 as people encounter that rain. By the time you get into South Durham, though, traffic's flowing much more smoothly out toward the Chapel Hill area.
Thanks, Brian. Let's take you to Clayton now, where you're looking live. Duke Energy crews on the scene working to repair power for dozens of people. That's because a tree fell down on Rocky Branch Drive, and that's knocking out the power. It is expected to be restored by 9 a.m. Tonight's Mega Millions drawing is the sixth largest Mega Millions jackpot in history. The prize sits at $1.25 billion. A UNC professor says there's about a 1 in 292 million chance that you'll win if you play. We'll have more news after this.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking some showers this morning from Fayetteville all the way up through the Triangle area. I'll show you how it may affect your commute. Brian has a look at the weather as well on the roads.
This was never supposed to happen in America.
Donald Trump pleaded not guilty during his historic arraignment Thursday. Straight ahead, where the former president will be campaigning today on the heels of his arrest.
Most convenience stores across the Triangle have Mega Million signs that look just like this, only up to the 999 million mark. But everyone who's playing the lotto tonight has their eyes on the $1.25 billion jackpot. Just ahead, I'll tell you what your chances are of becoming the big winner.
8:30 is the time right now. We're easing into our Friday with a chance of rain around our area for certain. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. And some of you are already seeing that rain. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking these showers that we're likely to see on and off through much of the day. We start off with a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. Our earlier band of rain moving out, still affecting some folks up there in the eastern part of Northampton County. But this has been moving through Cumberland County now into Sampson County, starting to affect folks there in the southern part of Johnston County, especially right along the I-95 corridor. Plenty of rain there and starting to move across I-40 as well as you're heading south of Raleigh. We also have this band of rain that is in the western part of Wake County up through Wake Forest, eastern Durham County, and on up into Granville County and moving into Franklin County too. We'll head back down to the south. Still a little light rain in Fayetteville, but more of this is now moving over into Sampson County and up towards Smithfield in Johnston County. Here's a look at Futurecast, and you can see this rain lingers for a few more hours. It's likely to be with us potentially up until around lunchtime, and then the focus begins to develop in the eastern counties by the time we get to 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the evening. So if you do have evening plans around the Triangle area, it does look a little bit drier, but of course you still may be dealing with some showers in our eastern counties between 7 and 8 o'clock. And then we may see a little clearing overnight. We take a look at the airport, and it is wet here. It's almost hard to see Terminal 2 because we have the rain falling there. 73 degrees with a dew point of 70. Our temperatures remain cool today with the clouds and the chance of showers. Our high this afternoon will be in the upper 70s. It will be drier and hotter for the weekend. I'll show you when the heat indices come close to the triple digits again. Coming up, Brian.
8:32 right now, Elizabeth, and we have showers right over one of the busiest sections of I-40 in the Triangle during the morning commute between Raleigh and the airport out toward Durham. And you can see some backups here showing up on the camera at I-40 at Old Reedy Creek Road. That westbound side slowing down as you head between Harrison Avenue out toward Aviation Parkway and beyond. About a 3-minute delay overall on the westbound side. And as we take a look at our current road conditions model, you can see where that green is indicating the wet roads. And that includes pretty much all of western Wake County, including Apex and Cary, over toward Morrisville and the airport, seeing wet conditions there, and over much of Durham. And you can see that backup showing up there on 40 westbound with people slowing down, hitting the brakes as they hit those wet roads. So slow down indeed as you head through that area. Once you get into the south part of Durham, though, out toward 885, traffic's flowing a lot more freely. I have a report of a crash over in the downtown part of Cary, apparently involving a pedestrian, the intersection of Academy at Chatham Street. I'm not seeing big delays with that one. That may already be well in the clearing stages. Elsewhere around the Triangle, major routes are looking okay.
Dozens of people are without power in Johnston County right now after a tree fell. This happened right near Rocky Branch Road in Clayton. WRL's Destiny Patterson is there right now. Destiny, Duke Energy on that scene working to get the power back up. What's the update?
Well, the Duke Energy outage map says that power is expected to be restored right around 9 a.m. in this area. But within the last 30 minutes, we've seen several more of these trucks showing up here to help with the efforts to get that power restored. Earlier, when we first got here, there was a power line in the road, but they've since been able to get that back up onto the utility poles. You can see there's quite a bit of debris still in the middle of the roadway. There's a tree that was cut in half, moved out of the way so that people would be able to get through. They also have a traffic company on scene as well in order to help with that traffic flow. Now, like I said, we still are working to figure out when that power will be restored because they say that it's supposed to be restored within the next 30 minutes, but more people are on scene here. We were also told that that tree that was cut in half may have been the reason for that power outage, but we're still working to figure out, like I said, when that power will be restored. We're told about 78 people are still without power at this hour. Destiny Patterson, WRL News, Clayton.
Former President Trump is back on the campaign trail today, hours after pleading not guilty to federal charges in a D.C. courtroom. He will be the keynote speaker today at an event hosted by the Alabama Republican Party. Later this month, we should find out when Trump will go to trial on charges related to trying to overturn the 2020 election. Now, during the arraignment, the judge made it clear that Trump cannot discuss the case with witnesses without the presence of legal counsel. Violating that could mean a warrant for Trump's arrest. Before taking off from D.C. to New Jersey, where he lives, Trump said this and his other two indictments are politically motivated.
When you look at what's happening, this is a persecution of a political opponent. This was never supposed to happen in America.
The government, in their indictment, takes the position that he had actual knowledge that he had lost the election and the election wasn't stolen through fraud. And they're going to have to prove that beyond a reasonable doubt.
Trump's next court appearance in this case is set for August 28th.
Any moment now, we will get some new data about the nation's jobs growth that will help answer some questions about whether or not we'll slide into a recession. Economic experts expect the July jobs report to show about 200,000 new jobs in July. It would be the smallest monthly number since December of 2020. Unemployment is expected to hold steady, though. NC State economist Mike Walden says this shows the Federal Reserve's efforts to slow the economy and cool down inflation is working. He also says if there's any economic downturn, the triangle could mostly be spared.
The strength of our local economy, the diversity of our local economy, the fact that our local economy is focused on those sectors that have actually been doing well over the last several decades, that certainly helps us in weathering any national economic downturn.
And we'll get you an update from the Live Center as soon as that report comes out. If you haven't gotten a Mega Millions ticket yet ahead of tonight's drawing, you still have some time. The jackpot is worth $1.25 billion, the fourth biggest in history. And WRS Kelsey Coffee reports, we missed out on the big Powerball, but there's another chance for someone in North Carolina to become a billionaire.
Before the July Powerball jackpot winner was announced, we know that more than $52 million worth of Powerball tickets were sold here in North Carolina just for that one jackpot. So people are pretty serious about this. And most convenience stores that you'll see around town look like this. They only will say up until that $999 million mark. But everyone who's playing tonight has their eyes on this, the $1.25 billion prize. This is the sixth largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. The lump sum for whoever wins is just over $625 million. Even though the odds of winning the big bucks are low, Kendrick Roundtree says it's still worth giving a shot.
Trying to be able to take care of my bills and gather my family and take care of them as well. If I was to ever hit, hey, that would be the first thing I'd do.
We caught up with a UNC statistics professor when the Powerball hit $1 billion last time, and he says that the odds for winning that if you play are about 1 in 292 million. That's the same odds that you would have for catching three foul balls if you were sitting in the stands at a Durham Bulls game. And the odds for the Mega Millions, that's even lower, only 1 in 302 million. So very difficult to pull it off, but you may have a chance. You can catch tonight's drawing right here on WRAL at 11 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And as Jeff promised, the highly anticipated July jobs report just came out. The U.S. economy added 187,000 jobs. That is less than expected. Experts expected 200,000 new jobs. Now, this is a sign of a durable labor market, despite rate hikes from the Fed that we've seen recently. Also, taking a look at Wall Street right now. Futures markets are reacting right now. Dow Jones down about 34 points, NASDAQ down 6, the S&P 500 down about a point this morning.
Michelle, thank you. The price at the pump may have you questioning your road trip plans, but there could be relief on the way. New numbers from AAA this morning show prices are still going up, just not as quickly. North Carolina's current average for a gallon of regular, $3.62. It's only up a fraction of a cent from yesterday. The national average is up a penny to $3.83. That's what we were paying in North Carolina 1 year ago today. Now, AAA says more relief is on the way. The agency says the price of oil was nearly $80 per barrel last week, but it has dropped a bit.
We have a wonderful update this morning from the Wake County Animal Center. After our report about the overcrowded kennels and the chance that healthy animals would have to be euthanized if something wasn't done about it, the public really showed up. Yesterday, 20 dogs and 34 cats found their forever homes. The Animal Center says at this point it will not have to euthanize any animals, and they haven't had to for space reasons in 7 years, so you know they didn't want to do it. They still do, though, need people to adopt the pets they do have. Dogs and cats that have been on the adoption floor for 15 days or longer can now be adopted for free.
A big thanks to all those folks who opened their hearts and their homes to those pets. Today, gunfire will ring out again at Parkland's Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida.
I don't think this has ever happened before, where you've got a congressional delegation walking through the site of a horrible mass shooting before it's been sanitized and cleaned.
They will hear the sound of gunshots because this will be a reenactment today. What experts will be testing and why families of the victims say it's important for lawmakers to see this for themselves.
And it is baby copperhead season in North Carolina. Quite dangerous little snakes. Coming up, the increase of snake bites hospitals are seeing.
And we'll take you outside to this live look at North Hills in Raleigh. It is going to be a rainy and cool day. We might not even hit 80 degrees. We'll check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner to see when those showers will come and when the sunshine will return. Welcome back. It is 844, cloudy and damp in Zebulon as we take a live look at their historic town hall. We have cloudy skies all across the triangle and we do have some showers moving through. Elizabeth, today we'll probably need to keep the umbrella close by.
We do. It's not going to rain across the entire viewing area all day, but we do have really the most coverage that we've seen all day happening right now. And this is likely to continue at least through lunchtime. So we're looking at some scattered showers here from Cumberland County over towards Sampson County, northward through Johnston County, Wake County, and now pushing farther north up toward the I-85 corridor, including folks there in Franklin County, too. So we take a look in Fayetteville. It's been raining for the last several hours. It's starting to taper off there. We're seeing another band of rain moving through Roseboro and Clinton, getting ready to cross I-40 there, and that's going to make for some wet conditions if you're planning to head south on I-40. We're seeing some rain in the southern part of Johnston County right now. We're also looking at rain in northern Wake County, stretching all the way down through Holly Springs and Fuquay Varina and the western part of Wake County, and that's stretching as far north as, say, Oxford and up around Lewisburg and Franklinton. We take a look at the big picture here on FutureCast, and you can see these scattered showers across our area. Those are with us up until around lunchtime. It looks like we get a little bit of a break at that point. And then after that, we're going to see the best chance of rain in our eastern counties. That could still include Wake County there at 5 o'clock, but watch how everything slides eastward, and by, you know, 7, 8 o'clock, it's pretty much over. We take a live look at RDU, where it's been raining, it's very wet there and a lot of cloud cover. Our temperature at RDU is 73 with a dew point of 70, so it's on the mild side. It's pretty sticky out there, of course, with all the moisture in the atmosphere. 79 in Durham and Raleigh today, 82 in Fayetteville. So these clouds will really keep our temperatures on the cool side. You can see here the blue color contours. Our temperatures are well below normal today by at least 10 degrees. And then as we get into the weekend, we see the yellow color contours moving in. That's an indication of warmer than normal temperatures. We're not going to be way above normal. Normal today, still 90 degrees. We're looking at 79 today, 89 Saturday, and then 92 on Sunday. After that, we continue to see temperatures climbing next week, at least through Monday. Right now, we're looking at 70, so that puts us from steamy up toward tropical. We have a low pressure system that's helping to bring us these showers. That slides southward. It's going to open the door to some drier air for the weekend. It doesn't mean that we're going to get rid of the humidity. It'll still be on the sticky side. But eventually, by the time we get to early next week, this front moves northward. That'll increase our chance for some showers on Monday. It'll also increase our humidity and heat up our temperatures, too. The next couple of days, for Saturday and Sunday, it'll feel like 97 to 99. But Monday, we could feel as hot as 105 with the heat index. 105 is the threshold for a heat advisory, so we could see that on Monday. We'll keep watching for that. And then no relief in sight, really, from the 9th through the 13th. We get into next week, and we still have a good chance of above normal temperatures. Again, the hottest day of the next seven is likely to be Monday with that high of 94, feeling more like 105. But after that, we're back to low 90s, still going to be hot with the heat index at least in the upper 90s.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Today, there will be a reenactment of the Parkland mass shooting in Florida at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. This is a live look right now from high above that school that has not been in use since the shooting happened. This is being done as part of a lawsuit that accuses a sheriff's deputy of failing to protect the victims. Those are the students and teachers inside. Ballistics experts will fire 139 shots, recreating the 2018 massacre where 17 people were killed and 17 others were hurt. As that happens, technicians outside the building will record the sound of the gunfire in an effort to see what former school resource officer Scott Peterson might have heard during that six-minute attack. Before that, members of Congress will tour the building, and Parkland parents talked about why that's so important to them.
I don't think this has ever happened before where you've got a congressional delegation walking through the site of a horrible mass shooting. before it's been sanitized and cleaned. And I want them to understand the failures that led up to Parkland. I want them to understand the failures of that day.
Nine members of Congress will be escorted through the building by several victims as well as prosecutors. After today, the Broward School District says it will start the process of demolishing that building.
In about an hour, we will know the fate of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The verdict in his latest extremism trial is expected around 9 a.m. Navalny, who is already serving a sentence in a maximum security prison in Russia, could see decades added to his time. He took to social media yesterday to ask his followers to, quote, please show solidarity with me and other political prisoners, adding the main purpose of the prison term is to intimidate. The activist has exposed corruption within Russian state-run companies for years.
First weekend of August, always filled with food and fun. WRL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with Out and About's best bets for this weekend. And first, we start off with that first Friday night in downtown Raleigh.
I love First Friday. So every month, the first Friday of the month, downtown Raleigh has a big celebration. Okay, they've got a big outdoor market and movie in Moore Square happening tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. Live entertainment, food trucks, and then a free screening of The Princess and the Frog.
Live music this weekend, Kathy, what are some options?
So much. Okay, so there's so many options. All right, tonight we got Jason Mraz and his super band. They're over at Red Hat Amphitheater. Show starts at about 7:30. Tonight also, over at Walnut Creek, we've got Eric Church. He's performing. And then same venue, Saturday, Slightly Stupid and Sublime are over at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. And then on Sunday, we've got Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, and Too Short. Same venue. It's crazy.
It sounds crazy. Should I be worried that my kids are going to that Sunday show?
Let me tell you, it's a little something for everybody.
There is. Big weekend. A lot of music to check out. What about a barbecue festival?
Okay, this is another great one. Okay, beer, bourbon, and barbecue. It's happening today and Saturday over at Booth Amphitheater. There's going to be 60 beers and 40 bourbons to sample, plus tons of barbecue. Admission tickets include a souvenir glass and all you can care to eat samples. Tickets are $42, but you can get a designated driver ticket at the door for $25, and this means you can still eat, you just don't drink. So it's a win-win.
I gotcha. That's pretty cool. Another busy weekend ahead. If you want more information on any of these events and many more, you can go to WRL.com, search Out and About. Kathy, thanks. Have a good weekend.
Amazon has found an interesting way to deliver packages to people at the bottom of the Grand Canyon in Arizona. Check this out. The company is using delivery mules. The deliveries are for Phantom Ranch employees who live and work there. The ranch is miles deep into the canyon and is only accessible by a foot trail or the Colorado River. Mules have been used for a long time to ride people in and out of the canyon and deliver supplies. I like the low-tech way of doing it.
And it's beautiful, too. Goodness. Mm-hmm. A pair of South Carolina twins set out to find who their father was. And instead, they found 65 siblings. Amelia used Ancestry.com just a few years ago, and the results showed she had 8 confirmed siblings. Then her twin brother Andrew took a DNA test and found 18 confirmed siblings. Since then, the number of siblings has grown to 65. They formed a group named after their father's donation ID number, and siblings live in Canada, California, all across the U.S., and Amelia and Andrew traveled to meet some of their siblings and discovered similar physical traits and interests.
We went to a Planet Fitness Center up there, and that was really fun. We went in the morning, and all of us were on the treadmills at once, which was kind of funny. We were just wondering if anyone would notice that we were all related.
See a bunch of people on those treadmills. Wow, the twins hope to plan annual summer trips to keep everyone connected. And they say when they find new siblings, they're going to make sure everyone feels comfortable and welcome them into the new family. So I guess they're expecting to find more, right?
I guess so. Well, they created that group. How fun as a family tree, just branching in all kinds of directions and getting to know each other. Although they need name tags for their reunions.
Yeah, family reunion. Goodness.
Here's a look at your winning lottery numbers.